Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Daisy by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. The fat controller stood on the platform. Percy and Toby watched him anxiously.
"Here," he said, "is Daisy, the diesel rail car, who has come to help while Thomas is, indisposed."
"But please, sir," asked Percy, "will she go, sir, when Thomas comes back, sir?"
"That depends," said the fat controller. "Meanwhile, however long she stays, I hope you both will make her feel comfortable."
"Yes, sir, we will, sir," said the engines.
"Good. Run along now and show her the sheds. She'll want a rest after a long journey."
Daisy was hard to please. She shuddered at the engine shed.
"This is dreadfully smelly," she announced. "I'm highly sprung, and anything smelly is bad for my swerves."
Then they tried the coach shed.
"This is better," said Daisy. "But whatever is that rubbish?"
The rubbish turned out to be Annie, Clarabelle and Henrietta, who were most offended.
"We won't stay here to be insulted," they fumed.
Percy and Toby had to take the coaches away and spent half the night soothing their hurt feelings. The engines woke up next morning feeling exhausted. Daisy, on the other hand, was bright and cheerful.
"Ooh, ooh,"
she tooted as she came out of the yard and back to the station.
"Look at me,"
she purred to the waiting passengers.
"I'm the latest diesel, highly sprung and right up to date. You wouldn't want Thomas's bumpy old Annie and Clarabelle now."
The passengers were interested. They climbed in and sat back comfortably waiting for Daisy to start. Every morning, a van is coupled to Thomas's first train. The farmers send milk to the station, and Thomas takes it down to the dairy. Thomas never minded the extra load, but as soon as Daisy saw the van was coupled to her, she stopped purring.
"Do they expect me to pull that?"
she asked indecisively.
"Surely," said his driver, "you can pull one van."
"I won't," said Daisy. "Percy can do it. He likes messing about with trucks."
She began to shudder violently.
"Nonsense," said his driver. "Come on now, back down."
Daisy lurched back. She was so cross that she blew a fuse.
"Told you," she said.
The shunter, the guard, the station master, and her driver all argued with her. But it was no use.
"It's fitter's orders," she said.
"What is?"
"My fitter is a very nice man. He comes every week and examines me carefully. Daisy," he says, "never ever pull. You're highly sprung and pulling is bad for your swerves." "So that's how it is," finished Daisy.
"Stuff and nonsense," said the station master.
"I can't understand," said the shunter. "Whatever made Sir Topham Hatt send such a feeble..."
"Feeble,"
spluttered Daisy. "Let me tell you."
"Stop arguing. We're late already,"
grumbled the passengers. So they uncoupled the van and Daisy purred away, feeling very pleased with herself.
"That's a good story," she chuckled. "I'll do whatever work I choose, and no more."
But she said it to herself.